Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Realizing Africa's Potential by Landry Signia is a business and public policy-oriented guide to understanding the continent's accelerating economic transformation and the practical implications for investors, executives, entrepreneurs, and policymakers. Published by Brookings Institution Press, the book frames Africa's opportunity through major demographic and demand shifts, including the widely cited projection that by mid-century, the continent will represent roughly a quarter of the world's population and a very large share of future consumer and business spending. Signia focuses on how this momentum is translating into specific high-potential industries rather than offering a purely macroeconomic overview. Across multiple sectors, the book maps common opportunity patterns, identifies constraints that frequently shape outcomes, and outlines strategies for building sustainable and competitive businesses. The purpose is not to romanticize growth, but to provide an evidence-based blueprint for turning promise into progress, with attention to the role of market design, regional integration, and public-private collaboration in shaping investable and scalable outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, demographics, demand growth, and the new scale of African markets. A central foundation of the book is the idea that Africa's economic future is being reshaped by scale. Population growth, urbanization, and rising consumer demand are increasing the size and attractiveness of many national and regional markets, while also raising the stakes for job creation, productivity, and infrastructure, and why strategies that worked in small or fragmented markets must evolve toward scalable models. The argument is practical. Leaders need to assess where demand is forming, which segments are formalizing, and how distribution and logistics determine whether purchasing power can be reached profitably. This demographic story is paired with a caution that growth does not automatically translate into shared prosperity. To convert expanding demand into durable gains, firms and governments must strengthen the enabling environment, improve skills and workforce readiness, and encourage investment that builds capabilities rather than only extracting short-term returns. In this way, demographics serve as a starting point for sector strategy and for public policy choices about competitiveness and inclusion. Secondly, trade and regional integration under the African Continental Free Trade Area. The book treats regional integration as a major lever for moving from scattered national opportunities to a more coherent continental marketplace. Signia highlights the African Continental Free Trade Area as a pathway to expand intra-regional trade, reduce barriers that limit scale, and create conditions where firms can build regional value chains, rather than keeping integration at the level of slogans. The discussion ties trade potential to concrete sectors often associated with industrial upgrading and cross-border commerce, including automotive, agriculture, and agro-processing, pharmaceuticals, and transportation and logistics. The emphasis is that integration is not only about tariff reductions, but about the practical frictions that determine whether goods can move customs procedures, standards, infrastructure bottlenecks, and predictable rules. For businesses, this reframes market entry and growth strategy, encouraging plans that anticipate regional demand, supplier networks, and distribution corridors. For policymakers, it underscores coordination challenges and the need for reforms that make agreements usable in practice. The result is a blueprint for aligning private investment decisions with continent-wide efforts to build larger, more competitive markets. Thirdly, healthcare and pharmaceuticals as strategic growth and resilience sectors. Signia identifies healthcare and pharmaceuticals as industries where business opportunity intersects with national resilience and human development. The book positions these sectors as increasingly investable due to changing demographics, evolving disease burdens, expanding middle-class demand, and stronger attention to health system readiness. At the same time, the analysis recognizes structural constraints that can shape outcomes, regulatory complexity, supply chain dependencies, uneven infrastructure, and the need for quality assurance. By focusing on trends, opportunities, challenges, and strategies for success, the book provides readers with a framework for thinking through where value is created in the health and pharma ecosystem. From manufacturing and distribution to services and supporting logistics. The broader point is that building capability in these sectors can reduce vulnerabilities while creating jobs and innovation pathways. For public leaders, the sector requires policy clarity, credible regulation, and procurement systems that support reliability and quality. For companies and investors, it rewards long-horizon planning, partnership with public institutions, and operational excellence that can meet stringent standards. The book uses healthcare as an example of how market building and development goals can be pursued together. Fourthly, finance, investment, and capital markets to fund scaling and innovation. Another major theme is the need for financing structures that match Africa's growth ambitions. Signia discusses investment, private equity, venture capital, insurance, and capital markets as interlocking components of a system that can either enable or constrain business expansion. The private sector opportunity is significant, but the book emphasizes that capital must be patient enough to support capability building, and sophisticated enough to price risk realistically rather than relying on generalized assumptions about the continent. Insurance is treated as more than a niche product. It can broaden risk management for households and firms, and it can help unlock lending and investment by improving resilience. Capital markets and investment channels matter because they influence the cost of capital, the availability of long-term funding, and the ability of firms to scale beyond early stages. For policymakers, the discussion implies regulatory and institutional priorities that encourage transparency, strengthen market infrastructure, and attract diverse pools of capital. For investors and executives, it provides a way to think about aligning deal structures and governance with local realities while maintaining international standards. The overall message is that financial depth is a practical prerequisite for turning sector potential into sustained enterprise growth. Lastly, industry opportunity mapping from mining to entertainment and creative economies. Realizing Africa's potential stands out for spanning a wide set of industries and treating them as distinct, strategy-demanding arenas rather than as a single story of emerging markets. In addition to trade-linked manufacturing and logistics, Signe addresses mining, a sector with obvious economic weight but also complex governance and sustainability questions. The book also includes entertainment and cultural creative industries, highlighting how consumer growth, digital distribution, and global interest can translate into meaningful economic opportunity. This breadth supports the book's core purpose to help decision-makers identify where opportunity is real, what constraints are likely, and how to design strategies that match sector-specific dynamics. The cross-sector approach encourages readers to look for shared patterns, such as the role of infrastructure, regulation, skills, and market access, while still respecting differences in value chains and risk profiles. It also reinforces the idea that Africa's transformation is multi-speed and multi-sector, with opportunities emerging in both traditional resource-linked activities and new demand-driven industries. For businesses, the benefit is a clearer view of where competitive advantage can be built. For public leaders, it points toward policy mixes that support diversification, resilience, and employment at scale. In conclusion, this book is best suited for business executives exploring expansion, entrepreneurs building scalable ventures, investors evaluating sector opportunities, and public sector leaders responsible for economic strategy and market rules. Readers gain a structured way to think about Africa, not as a single market, but as a set of evolving opportunities shaped by demography, regulation, integration, and industry-specific value chains. Practically, it helps leaders move from general optimism to clearer questions where demand is forming, what bottlenecks block commercialization, which partnerships are necessary, and how trade and finance conditions influence the feasibility of scaling. Intellectually, it offers a grounded, evidence-oriented interpretation of Africa's transformation that avoids reducing the continent to either risk narratives or hype narratives. Compared with many books that focus primarily on macro indicators or development policy, Realizing Africa's Potential is positioned as a sector-spanning manual and blueprint, linking public policy choices to private sector execution. Its emphasis on actionable strategy across areas such as trade under the AfCFTA, healthcare and pharmaceuticals, finance, and creative industries makes it particularly useful for readers who need to make decisions rather than only understand trends. The result is a forward-looking guide for those aiming to participate in Africa's economic rise with realism, rigor, and long-term commitment. If you would like to support Landry Signe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.